Now, I don't know just what they freighted, but a lot of times they freighted salt. But one time they had crossed the border, and there's a couple of wagons. I don't know how many wagons. Anyhow, a night overtook them. And they were on this side of a mountain or a knoll or whatever it was. They decided it was a good place. And possibly a little water there too, I don't know. Well, we just camp over here tonight. The others had were in lead, certain distance. They had already gone over the hill, so to say. And that night they heard some, which sounded like shooting in the distance. Well, next morning they headed out and they came to the other side where the others had camped, and I don't know what they said, they were all killed, or all but one. The Mexican desperados, which was hazardous in those days, you know, they'd rob these freighters.
Right.
That's the only time that that I know that he said anything about experience like that in freighting.
What about his wife? Did you know her?
Yes, her maiden name was
Was she born in Germany too?
I don't know. I'm inclined to believe that she might have been born in this country. I really don't know.
You think in Texas, or are you just not sure?
If she was born here, it was Texas. And they also were Lutherans. But when they moved over here, there were no other churches around except this Catholic church, so they joined the Catholic church.
Was she a housewife?
Housewife.
This is a tough question, but do you have any idea of their schooling?
Of their schooling? Mm-hmm. No, I don't remember that I ever heard. Just like on my father's side, I don't know my grandfather what amount of schooling he had, if any. I knew he read the German language and he read English pretty good, but what amount of education, I just don't know.
And what about him on your father's side? Where was he born?
He was born in Germany. My grandfather was, yeah. He was 6 years old when they started out from there. I happen to know that when I worked on the family tree, I got all that. And I started a family tree, mother's side. Instead of using a tree, I used roads and streets, kind of a colony type connection with roads and streets and walks. But I never got that far into it.
Was he a farmer?
My grandfather, Swears, was a farmer and rancher, yeah. He was the first one to have a mowing machine. Everything else was cut by scythe in the early days. All the wheat, oats, and sorghum, they used scythe. And finally they got the scythe with a cradle on it, and which left it in little heaps. Then they could tie it. And they tied it with the same thing that they were cutting. In other words, oats, they tied with oat straw, you know. They just slipped it, made a little long, give it a twist around it, and twist it under. And that's what they did with this sage grass, or prairie grass, as they called it. They used it for roofing on the houses, and also siding. And Grandpa did a lot of that type of work, because he's the only one that had a machine.